Snippets, August 2026. UK social media ban could cut lifeline for disabled children. Disability activists have said banning under-16s from social media risks cutting off a lifeline for friendship for disabled children and could push them into social isolation by preventing them from making connections online. Institute for Development Studies publishes new journal on building disability-inclusive futures. New research published in the Institute for Development Studies quarterly bulletin, Building Disability-Inclusive Futures, sheds fresh light on the urgent need for disability-inclusive development. Special Olympics South Africa and Nike Unite. Special Olympics South Africa, in partnership with Nike, hosted an inspiring Youth Day celebration at the Nike Shoppa Center in Soweto. The event brought together youth with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities to celebrate inclusion, leadership, unity, and the transformative power of sport. Concern and disappointment as MP brings deeply flawed assisted dying bill back to Parliament. Disabled campaigners have appealed to an MP not to use her success in the private members' bill ballot to launch a new bid to legalize assisted suicide. Not dead yet, UK, hand-delivered a letter to the constituency office of Labour MP Lauren Edwards. Anger as Motability takes car from disabled woman over drive smart failure, even though scheme is on hold. A devastated disabled woman had her Motability vehicle taken away after failing to respond to letters and emails that ordered her to sign up to the flawed Drive Smart program, even though the scheme had been suspended. Disabled activists share stories of burnout after years of fighting. Disabled activists have come together to share ideas for how they can overcome the growing problem of burnout experienced by members of the Disabled People's Movement. The event was hosted by disabled activist academic Emma Hewitt, co-founder of Leeds Disabled People Against Cuts, DPAC. Secret histories unearthed by author show how disabled people fought injustice through the centuries. A groundbreaking book that uncovers the hidden histories of disabled people who fought against injustice shows disabled people are still locked in bureaucratic battles for support, just as they were in the 16th and 17th centuries. How disability-led design is changing India's arts and cultural places. Blind since birth, Kulal could not access what the exhibits were meant to convey, and the museum staff made no effort to help him engage with them. That was my first and last visit to a museum as a child. 6 months on, wheelchair user still awaiting alternative accessible accommodation following eviction. Back in August 2025, Crip Life reported on the story of disabled resident Sophie, who was suddenly evicted from her Southampton home due to the building requiring urgent structural repairs. More than 6 months on, Sophie is continuing to fight for suitable alternative accessible accommodation that meets her complex needs. Global Accessibility Awareness Day, GAD, from awareness to action. Every year on the third Thursday of May, GAD invites people around the world to reflect on digital access and inclusion for people with disabilities. There are more than 1 billion people with disabilities worldwide. Disabled FIFA volunteer raises service animal awareness. When Joe Flores saw that the 2026 FIFA World Cup would have 9 matches in Arlington, just 30 minutes away, he knew he and his service dog, Kiki, needed to be a part of it.